Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As was mentioned, the Word of God for meditation this morning, the words of our Gospel from Luke chapter 17. In the name of our Savior Jesus, who welcomes sinners like us, dear friend. Permit me to make an assumption this morning. That is, to assume that you are very much like me. At the end of each day, before I go to sleep, I turn to the Lord in prayer. And I recall the events of the day. The many failures on my part. Failures to do what the Lord has commanded that I do. Failures when I have done the wicked things God has forbidden me to do. And even on those days when I cannot recall a great long list of failures, I still plead guilty to every sin. Even those secret, those hidden sins that I can't remember or that I didn't realize were sinful. So I throw myself on the mercy of my Lord to receive His forgiveness. And I close my eyes in restful sleep with the assurance that my sins are forgiven. I have been washed clean in the blood of Jesus. And the next day, should He give me another day here on earth, we will start all over again. Him and me. And I will make some of the same foolish mistakes again. And I will begin that whole process that night, to recall those sins and to be forgiven. I'll try to do better. I tell Him that all the time. As I look at these verses, they tell me the account of my daily life, pointing out my failures and pointing me to serve the Lord with joy and gladness and do better than I've ever done before. Maybe at this point you don't yet see that here. Jesus talking about someone who causes offense and a millstone tied around his neck, thrown in the sea, about rebuking brothers and sisters and forgiving them and faith like a mustard seed that can transplant trees and in a servant-master relationship. But it's all in there. It's in there. As we look at these verses, these words of our Savior, may this prayer be on your hearts. Lord, give us strength. Give us strength to live the Christian life. Lord, give us strength and increase our faith. Jesus opened this section by saying, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. But woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourself. Jesus says, sin is a part of your lives. He knows that. He recognizes that. Every day we are going to fail. Even when we don't want to, we will do those things that are wrong. Wrong before God. And God doesn't take it lightly. Because you see, people are watching. People are watching us to see how we live as Christians, to see our reaction to things, to hear what we have to say. Oh, there are times when we may think that nobody knows me. Nobody's watching. But even then, we're not letting the light of Christ shine in our lives, are we? So that in and of itself is a sin. Jesus says sin happens. But woe to anyone who causes someone else to sin. The judgment of God is harsh when we lead someone else to do the sinful things that we do. The one point in our lives that we probably have the most and greatest influence over other people is in parenting. Our children look up to us. They learn from us. They learn from us how to deal with life and the issues and the problems of life. They learn from us the words to speak when someone does us wrong. They learn from us what to do when we face trouble. And what do we teach them? Oftentimes, we show them how to sin. Do you feel that millstone around your neck? We don't do a good job because we're sinners. We lead our children into a sinful lifestyle because we ourselves cannot live the Christian life. It's a good thing there's repentance with the Lord and forgiveness with Him. Take that millstone off, Lord. Give us strength. Strength to live the Christian life. Strength to set an example that is God-pleasing. Not only for our children, but our co-workers and our friends and neighbors. That they may see the love of Jesus in us. Yes. Living the Christian life is letting people see the love of Jesus. So Jesus says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to rebuke one another. So easy in our society to take the hands-off approach to life. It's not my problem. I don't want to get involved in someone else's life. I don't want to appear judgmental, huh? But what's Jesus say? Go and talk to them. It's a difficult thing to do. But it's what the Lord wants us to do. It's what He tells us to do. Lord, give me strength. Give me strength to go and talk to my brother and sister in Christ when I need to, when they need me to come to them, to help lead them to repentance. And Lord, then give me the strength to forgive. You talk about a difficult charge, a difficult assignment. It's forgiveness, isn't it? Oh, we want to be forgiven. But we also like to carry the grudge. Lord, help us. Give us strength to forgive as you have forgiven us. Jesus says, forgive your brother even if he's done the same thing to you 7 times in the day. If he comes back and says, forgive me, forgive him 7 times. He's not saying count to 7 and then the 8th time you don't have to. No, he's saying every time. Forgive your brother as God has forgiven you. It's impossible for us to live the Christian life It's impossible for us to do these things that Jesus says are a part of life. To live in such a way that no one would ever see sin in our lives. It's impossible for us to always go to our brother and sister in love. Either we don't go at all, or else the love isn't always there. It's impossible for us to forgive freely, completely, as the Lord has forgiven us. Lord, give us strength to do these things. And our response is like the response of the Lord's apostles at the time when they heard him talk about it. Increase our faith, Lord. Yeah, that's what they said. Lord, increase our faith. They understood the connection between faith and serving the Lord. One can only properly serve the Lord when there's faith in the heart. And so if we want to improve our service to the Lord, we need a stronger faith. What did Jesus say? He said, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can tell the mulberry tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea. What kind of answer is that? And then he goes on and talks about this slave-master relationship and the slave who was out in the field all day long and comes home and he's tired and dirty, and the master says, now, make my meal. Serve me. And after you've done that, then you can take care of yourself. What does all this have to do with faith and strengthening faith? Jesus is saying, first of all, don't do the normal human thing and try to analyze whether your faith is strong or weak. Don't claim because you have a weak faith you can't do it. A faith that looks inward really isn't faith at all. Faith looks outward. It looks to Jesus. Faith doesn't say, I can't do it. Faith says, Lord, you told me as your slave. That's what Paul said in our second lesson. As your slave now, Lord, I do it. That's what Jesus is talking about in these verses. That faith responds to God's word and his commands. We need to remember who we are under God. It was God the Father who created us, God the Son who redeemed us, and God the Holy Spirit who has sanctified us and put faith in our hearts. We belong to God. We are his, through and through. And as his, he has every right to tell us what to do. No matter how restrictive we might think those commandments are, God has every right to give them to us and expect us to obey them. Because we are his. We are his servants. And faith tells us God didn't give those commandments to us to make us feel restricted or are bound, but he gave those commandments to us in love because he knew they were good for us. So this leads us to the realization of that relationship we have with Jesus, to serve him. To serve him in every way throughout our lives. And to realize, even if we've done everything well, we are still unprofitable and unworthy servants. We have only done that which is our duty to do. Isn't that our everyday life as children of God? We analyze our life, our day, and what do we find? We find how weak and frail and sinful we are. We fail to set a good example. We fail to live a perfect life. We fail to love one another the way God wants us to. We fail to forgive as God wants us to. And God says, serve me, and we fail there too. But through Jesus, we're forgiven. We have a fresh start to a new day, and we realize the privilege once again to be a child of God, to respond to the Christian duty of serving our Lord in faith. Lord, give us strength. Give us strength to live the Christian life. Yes, Lord, increase our faith, keeping our eyes focused on you, not ourselves, but on you, so that we may serve you in joy and holiness, now and always.